If you have a question for Dave and Tom to address in the future, contending for the faith, stay tuned. We'll have our contact information at the end of the program. You are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Now our final segment, Understanding the Scriptures, and we resume our excursion through the book of Acts. Here again are Dave and Tom.
This is our Understanding the Scriptures segment. We're in the book of Acts. We're in Acts chapter 28, and we're going to pick up where we left off, but a little bit of background. As we've been following Paul, he has, as a prisoner, basically, of Rome, being brought to Rome. He now is in Rome. He's under house arrest, but he has some freedoms. And in these freedoms, he is speaking to the Jews who are in Rome, and he brings the leadership together. And he says there are certain things that he wants to tell them. And picking up with verse 23, and when they had appointed him a day, that is, the Jews appointed him a day to come back and hear him out, there came many to him into his lodging, to whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets, from morning till evening. And some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's generally the way it is. Back in Acts 17, he's on Mars Hill, and some believe. It says, some claim unto him, of whom was Dionysius the Areopagite, and a woman named Damaris, she got her name in there, and certain others with them. And here, some believed. Interesting. That's encouraging. And some believe not. But Paul is going to tell them what he has been telling the Jews everywhere he went. And Tom, I'm not diverging. I would just mention that this is a key chapter to some really, I would call them, hyper-dispensationalists. I was raised to believe, well, look, the end of Acts, that marks a transition. They did signs and wonders up until then and so forth, but no more. The signs were for the Jews, and the Greeks seek wisdom. Actually, Paul did more miracles among the non-Jews than he did among the Jews. But what he's going to say here, let me just go on and read those verses, if I may, Tom. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Verse 25, when they agreed not among themselves, see, some believed, some didn't. They departed after that Paul had spoken one word. Well spake the Holy Ghost by Isaiah the prophet unto our fathers, saying, go unto this people and say, hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, seeing ye shall see, and not perceive. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. This is the verse I was thinking of. We'll go back and deal with those other verses. Be it known, therefore, unto you, that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and that they will hear. Now, this is nothing new, but there are some who say, you see, there's a transition. Now, Paul turns from the Jews to the Gentiles, and that marks the end of an era, and so forth. Not true, because if you went back to Acts chapter 13, this is when Paul and Barnabas begin their missionary journey. So his very first city that he goes to, chapter 13, he says, you know, he preaches the gospel to the Jews from the Old Testament, from their what their prophets have said, and some of them believe, but then some of them get really angry, and they start to oppose Paul, and so Paul says, okay, you don't want the gospel? It was necessary to bring it to you first. But you say you don't want it. Then we will turn to the Gentiles. So the point I'm making is that here Paul is doing the same thing he did in every other city. He tells us in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. to the Jew first, and also to the Greek, to the Gentile. So every city Paul went to, we could think about that a little bit today, some of us, as Christians. There's a Jewish community in our city. Are we taking the gospel to the Jews? Well, not easy to do, but maybe we ought to try a little bit harder. So here again in Rome, Paul, first of all, presents the gospel to the Jews. And only then does he say, well, you don't want it. Let me tell you something. The Gentiles will hear this. So it's not the end of an era. This is what Paul has done consistently in every city. Mm-hmm. And Tom, maybe we ought to do it a little more consistently ourselves. I remember when we had more meetings in our home. I was in the business world. We lived in a large home. We had more meetings in our home than most churches have. We had all kinds of meetings, which I won't go into. But one of them was to the Jews. We had, I remember, 125 Jews sitting in our living room. A lot of them were on the floor, but mostly young people. And I think the church has kind of forgotten this. And maybe we ought to get back. The gospel is to the Jew first and also to the Gentiles. Anyway, Paul has called to him the Jews. He has the right to do this. It's amazing the freedom that God gave him. And some believe and some believe not. It doesn't give us the details about how many or what percentage.
Mm-hmm. But David does also say, as you mentioned, these were Jews. The New Testament was not written at this point.
Right.
So what did he give them? He gave them from their own writings, from the law of Moses and out of the prophets, mm-hmm. because Jesus had fulfilled what the prophets had said in his life. He was the fulfillment, the Messiah to come. Now, let's just apply that to what we've been talking about with regard to the emerging church. Paul gave them specifics, details from the scriptures.
Right.
Not just some feelings or, oh, listen, he was a wonderful guy and he did all of these things. I mean, couldn't you sort of want to get to know somebody like that?
Tom, it's an important point you're making because it still is true today. The gospel hasn't changed. It's founded upon the prophets in the Old Testament. So if we turn a page over, which we've already gone through the book of Romans, I believe. But if we turn one page over, let me read what it says, the beginning of Romans. Romans chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, the servant of Jesus Christ, called me an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. And then he goes on and deals with it. Now, where do we get the gospel? Paul, well, we say Paul preached it in his day from the Old Testament because we didn't have the New Testament. Well, that's not what you said, Tom, but you were pointing that out. Of course, there wasn't a New Testament. But if we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, this is where you get the only, I guess, clear enunciation of what is the gospel. And Paul says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, wherein you stand, and so forth. Go to verse 3. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And Tom, I would say that that's a weakness in general, even for those who are not into the emergent church. But wow, how this highlights the problem with the emerging church. Mm-hmm. We preach the gospel itself from the Bible according to the Scriptures, and these people are throwing the Scriptures out, well, because we can't understand them and so forth, and we need to get a new perspective.
We want to keep enough to show that we're not against the Bible,
right.
But the approach that they take has just pulled the power out of the Word of God. It's like platitudes now. It's like stories. It's things that you can feel good about. Let's just talk about love. Let's just talk about things, toleration, things that we can feel good about.
Well, they pulled the real meaning and the real truth out because they don't want truth. Truth is not something you feel good about. Truth is something you either accept or reject. And I'm sorry, from what I'm understanding of this movement, they have rejected the truth of God, and they've turned to other means and methods.
Mm-hmm. Dave, be my guess. It's just a guess. Next week, we may finish the book of Acts.
That would be great, wouldn't it? And then we're going to get on to a few.
We'll see. Possibly we'll start with the Gospel of Matthew.
Dave and Tom will take up their discussion on the topic of salvation next week. We hope you can tune in. This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. And now, to tell you more about our ministry, here's TBC Executive Director, Tom McMahon.
The name the Berean Call is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 17, verses 10 and 11, where we find the Apostle Paul entering the synagogue in the Greek city of Berea, after he had just come from Thessalonica. To these Bereans, he preached that Jesus was the long-awaited Messiah sent from God. They were commended for being noble or fair-minded, not only for their willingness to hear what Paul had to say about the matter, but more specifically because they searched the Scriptures daily to find out whether or not what the apostle was saying was found in God's Word. That's what we hope to encourage through this ministry. Our mission is to alert believers in Christ to unbiblical teachings and practices impacting the church. We want to exhort believers to give greater heed to biblical discernment and truth regarding what they are accepting as spiritual. We hope to supply those who profess to be biblical Christians with information and materials that will encourage the love of God's truth. Hopefully, we can help mobilize believers in Christ to action in obedience to the scriptural command to earnestly contend for the faith, found in Jude 3. And finally, our prayer is that we can be used of God to stimulate Christians to look to the Bible alone as their rule of faith, authority, and practice in living lives pleasing to our Lord and Savior. Gary?
We offer a wide variety of teaching materials that will help you expand your knowledge of God's Word. From books and tracts to audio and video recordings, CD-ROM, our website, and much more. For a complete list of materials or to get a copy of today's broadcast, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us at our toll-free order number, 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. If you would like a copy of this broadcast on compact disc, ask for program number 0708. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. And if you would like to watch Dave and Tom, our weekly broadcast is available on DVD. Ask about a subscription when you contact us. You can also download both audio and video podcasts at our website. Get a pen or pencil ready. We'll repeat our contact information in just a moment. Next week, we continue our series of programs addressing the latest spiritual phenomenon called the Emerging Church. And is the Bible too domesticated? In Religion in the News, a more upbeat Islam. We'll take a look at that story and address the question, is today's church ready for Christ's return? We hope you can join us. If you have questions or comments about this program, we urge you to contact our offices. Search the Scriptures Daily radio ministry is made possible by God's grace, your prayers, and your financial support. I'm Gary Carmichael, and for Dave, Tom, and everyone here at the Berean Call, I would like to thank you for tuning in and invite you to join us again next week. Until then, if you desire to know God's truth, search the Scriptures daily. For more information about the Berean Call, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us toll-free at our order number 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. Join us again next week for Search the Scriptures Daily, featuring Dave Hunt and T.A. McMahon.